This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, February 14th. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Okay, we just got retail sales. It was down 0.9%. The comms were expecting a 0.1% decline, so that means that bond yields are going down. And so despite the scare of the CPI on Wednesday, after the PPI on Thursday and retail sales on Friday, bond yields on the 10-year are right now at 4.47. So that's good news, okay? December's retail sales were revised up from 0.4% to 0.7%. So that might increase the fourth quarter GDP estimate a bit, but the first quarter GDP estimate is going to get slashed. Now, it looks like weather played a big role in this very poor retail sales report. As you may know, it was not only do we have snow for much of the country and extreme winter weather and cold, we also had the LA fires. And it was most obvious with online sales. They were down 1.9%. It's kind of hard to have a good ship to you when you have to evacuate and or there's a bunch of snow and or no one can get around. There's all the snow and ice, especially in the south. So fully 9 of the 13 categories reported decline in January. So the good news, the silver lining, if you're looking for one, is sales of bars and restaurants were up 0.9%. So usually when consumers are out and about going to restaurants, which is optional and more expensive than eating at home, that's a good sign. Okay, let's not worry too much about this. Obviously, we're having extreme winter weather right now in February for much of the United States. So we'll see how that affects things, although right now the South isn't freezing, which is good news. The other comment I'd have is that J.D. Vance just gave a speech in Munich, and instead of talking about how Russia was the big threat to Europe, he says, you guys are. Essentially, he criticized Britain and Germany for suppressing social media. He was extremely critical of of Europe not listening to the will of the people. And there's an election in Germany on the 23rd. The AfD party is a libertarian party led by a Goldman Sachs gal, Alice. She wants to turn the nuclear power plants back on so Germany can save some of its manufacturing economy that keeps fleeing due to high energy prices. And AfD is going to get a big share of the votes on the 23rd, but the other political parties in Germany have said they refuse to work with AfD. And J.D. Vance basically said, you better listen to your own people, otherwise you're going to implode, okay? And even cited Brexit as an example. Britain eventually did listen to the will of its own people. Whether that was a good decision or not is another matter. That's there was obviously some glitches, you know. The bottom line is things are getting shaken up quite a bit. And a lot of our European allies were very upset that President Trump talked to President Putin. They're going to meet in Saudi Arabia. And they're just not part of these talks. And, you know, they want to be part of the negotiations, but also they also can screw things up, and they also might not be in charge soon. We'll see who gets elected after February 23rd. So no sense having the bureaucrats screw everything up when Trump and Putin can negotiate directly. So J.D. Vance basically reiterated that the problem is themselves, if they look within, suppressing their own people. And, you know, you don't have free speech in Europe like you do in America. And so that was very, very interesting. So the bottom line, when all this settles, the U.S. is going to look a lot better to the rest of the world, because we're food and energy independent, we're very pro-business, you know, there's no tariffs if you don't put tariffs on us, and And Trump wants everybody to move their operations to America, and he'll give everybody the work permits they need, and including the worker visas if they move their manufacturing to America. So onshoring is a big deal, and the U.S. is planning to win and assert itself. Also, there's been some talk that, when Russia, China, and the U.S. get together, that they might cut their defense budgets a bit because, that does impact the economic growth of some countries, too. So things are getting to be very, very interesting right now. So stay tuned, everybody. But the bottom line is we're the oasis for the rest of the world. The dollar's very strong. Our rates are coming down because of the recession in Britain, France, and Germany. They're going to be sloshing rates over there. So I'm very, very bullish on our stocks and our economic growth this year. Don't worry about the retail sales report. Looks like it was mostly weather related, okay? And I'm sure there'll be some revisions, and I'm sure February and March will be strong, and so our GDP growth in America will be quite impressive when all's said and done. So hang in there. Enjoy the ride, everybody. Still got lots of good earnings coming out. NVIDIA, of course, will be the grand finale. And obviously, we're looking forward to that. Take care. So we never there.